If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22. And the Bible says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, Father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said that to this day in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. I'd like to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be our help, on the Lord will provide. That's what Jehovah Jireh means, amen. It means that the Lord will provide. As we look at this, we begin to see, and we begin to see something in this old familiar story. You could never look at this and get and glean all the things out of it that God's trying to show us. But I thank God, praise God, tonight that He begins to show us some things, and He gives us shows us a test that He gives to old Father Abraham. This is only a test. Amen. He's just testing to see how he will respond. He said that God did tempt Abraham. And he said, Abraham. He said, Hey, here I am. He said, Hey, won't you take thy son, thine only son Isaac. Amen. And he said, I thought you'd take him to a mountain. I'll show you. And he said, I want you to offer him up for a sacrifice. I wonder how hard that'd be for me and you to do. If somebody told you, hey, I want you to take your son, that little one, I want you to offer him up and a sacrifice in the place that I'm going to show you. But old Abraham, he never questioned God. He stepped out on faith. The Bible says he began to cleave the wood. He got the asses of a couple of men to help him. He got Isaac, and he headed off, amen, to do the bidding of God. Glory to God, if we could do that tonight and just step out on faith when God begins to speak to our heart and say, I'm just going to go with God. Hey, he'll never ask you to do nothing that he won't be there with you to do. Ain't you glad of that tonight? Amen. Hey, he won't tell you, ask you to do something, show you a way you need to go, and not be there to help you go in that way. Amen. That's just God. He won't leave you. Amen. He will provide. But I want to notice just a couple things tonight. We'll not try to be long. But I want to say, look at tonight, some things that he provides. He provides the right thing. Amen. He provides a sacrifice. I want you to look tonight. He provided a substitute. Amen. When they got there, and old Abraham bound up Isaac, and he put him up on that altar of wood. The Bible said he bound him up, and he laid him on that wood. And he's going to offer him up for a sacrifice. But praise be to God. God's got
somebody's own sacrifice. Ain't you glad of that tonight? Abraham, hey, listen, Isaac asked him. He said, Father, we got the fire and we got the wood. He said, but where is the sacrifice? Father Abraham, he said, hey, he said, God is going to provide the sacrifice. Glory be to God. Ain't you glad God the Father provided the sacrifice? Amen. I mean, hey, it wasn't no earthly sacrifice. It had to come from God the Father. It had to come from heaven. Amen. So he offered up a sacrifice. He offered up a substitute. Abraham looked up. He then got the... Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the Bible said that the angel of the Lord from heaven said, hey, Abraham, Abraham. Amen. And he said, hey, he said, don't do it. Don't go. I don't take the lad's life. And he looked around, praise God, and hung over there in the thicket by the horns. Was a ram, praise God, a type of the substitute. Amen, praise God, that took our place. It wasn't no man that could do it. It had to be a substitute. Amen, glory be to God. Now, Isaac, he's a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, Abraham, a type of God the Father. Amen. He's willing to make that sacrifice for me and you so that we could have the regeneration that we need. So that we might be born again. Amen. He offered up a sacrifice. A sacrifice, that's regeneration. That's through the blood, praise God, of God's precious Lamb. Only way to be regenerated tonight is a whole world of people saying, well, there's this way and that way. There's only one way, and that's God's way, and it's through the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. A regeneration, praise God. Being made new, being made over by the precious power of God. Amen. Paul said in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, said he loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Ain't you glad of that tonight? That he loved you and he gave himself for you. Praise the Lord. I'm glad he loved me. Ain't you glad he loved you tonight? Amen. Hey, he loved you and he gave himself for you. I know that, hey, the devil come along. He said, well, you know, he doesn't really love me. He loved you and he gave himself for you. But hey, from the foundation of the world, it was settled, praise God, that God loved you and he was going to die for you. Amen. Whoopee, praise God. Ain't you glad of that tonight? And he loved you enough, praise God, to die for you. To give his life on the cross. Why? So you can have the regeneration, praise God, that you can be saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, he said, Christ, was our Passover is sacrifice for us. Christ is our Passover, sacrifice for us. Amen. So we didn't have to come. Hey, we couldn't become the sacrifice. But praise be to God. God provides the right thing. He provided a substitute. He provided a sacrifice. Amen. For me and you. God provided himself a sacrifice. God provided himself a lamb. Ain't you glad for that tonight? Ain't you glad that you can know that you know, praise God, that God provided a substitute. Amen. That ram that was hung by his horns in those bushes, praise God, that was that substitute, praise God, that God had to take my place and yours. Praise God. Not only does he provide the right thing, but he provides a right place. Amen. It was upon the mount of the Lord. He called Abraham out. He said, hey, he said, you go up on the mount. Said, I'm going to show you. Amen. And I want to say, pray God, is on Mount Moriah. Amen. That's a place of Calvary, a place where Lord Jesus Christ was, a place where they carried the Lord, praise God, for the atonement of sins. Glory be to God. Hey, ain't it good that God provides a place and presides an offering, but praise God, it's a divine arrangement that God brings together. He provides the sacrifice and hey, praise God. And he provides a place us to bring that offering and that sacrifice together. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, that's just God. Nobody else can do that. But ain't you glad tonight that God not only had to sacrifice, had to substitute, but praise be to God, he had a place prepared. Amen. Where he could come together. The divine arrangement. I don't know about you, but I believe that same mount that Abraham offered up Isaac was going to offer up Isaac on is that same, very same mount, and I believe the very same spot where Lord Jesus Christ hung on the cross of Calvary. I believe that with all my heart. I believe that's where it took place. I believe that was a place. I believe Mount Calvary was a place, praise God, where Abraham was in communion with God. Amen. He was hooked up with God of glory. I tell you, if we're ever going to get hooked with God, hooked up with the God of glory, we got to get to Mount Calvary. Amen. We've got a whole world that's trying to get hooked up with God without going to Mount Calvary. A lot of people saying today that, well, Calvary's not important. I want to say without Mount Calvary, praise God, there is no salvation. Because there was no substitute. Amen. You have to answer for your sins. Amen. And he said, hey, without the Lord Jesus Christ and that blood that was shed for us, he said, we're condemned already. Amen. We're condemned already. But I thank God for the precious blood. I thank God for Mount Calvary. Amen. Every time I read those stories about the Lord Jesus Christ, he went to Mount Calvary and he went all the way. Amen. As we look at this, we see old Father Abraham. He loaded up. He never hesitated. He went, and praise God, he never stopped on the way. 3 days' journey. Amen. Went 3 days' journey and he looked and he seen the mount that God told him about. He said, that's the place. And he told those young men, he said, hey, you stay here, amen, with the asses. And he said, and the Bible says he took that wood that he had claved, and he took the fire and the knife, and he took that wood. He took that wood and he laid it upon Isaac. Yeah. Laid it upon that young man. Amen. Atop of the Lord Jesus Christ, bearing the burden. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God. Yes. He took that burden off of those asses and he laid it upon his son. He said, hey, he said, this is a sacred place we're going. This is a sacred thing we're doing. And we can't take no beast of burden. Praise God. He said, I'm going to make my son that beast of burden that's going to carry the burden, carry the load. Praise God. All the way to Calvary. Amen. And I can see little Isaac. He carries that burden. Amen. Up that mountain. He never quit. Never thought about it. He said, the only thing he asked, said, Father, he said, where's the sacrifice? Amen. And the Father said, hey, he said, God will provide a sacrifice. Ain't you glad of that today? Praise be God. But this is the place where Abraham communed with God. It's a place where the blood was shed at the cross of Calvary might bring us nigh unto God. Amen. If we're going to ever get close to God, we'd have to go to Calvary. Amen. It's a Calvary, Mount Moriah. Praise God. Calvary is a place where we get close to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, feeling like you're getting drifting away from God. Amen. Just run back to Calvary.
Amen.
Amen. Run back to Calvary. Run back to the place where you got a hold of God. Where you can get a hold of God, say, and just cry out.
Praise
Amen. Praise the Lord. It'll make all the difference when we get back to Calvary. Praise the Lord. So not only did he provide the right thing, I provide the right place, he provides the right time. Amen. Just before that final death blow. Amen. He said, the Bible says in verse 10, said, and Abraham stretched forth his hand and he took the knife to slay his son. Just before that final death blow. See, he tested Abraham and God sent him on a test. And just before he finished, before he took that final death blow, God says, Abraham, Abraham. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, well, our faith will be tried. Amen. Our faith will be put to the test. It's just about a daily thing. Our faith is tested. Amen. Sometimes in a bigger way than what we wished it to be tested. Sometimes we get with that almost to the point of our wit's end and say, Lord, why are we having to go through this? What, Lord, why? But you know what happens? I won't say praise God. God will provide just about the time that you think you're going over, just about the time you think you can't stand no more. Praise be to God. The God of glory steps out, praise God, from the throne of grace, reaches down to where you are, and he said, hey, there's not no temptation that's on the man that I don't know about. He said, praise God, without temptation, he said, I'll make a way of escape. Amen. He said, I'll provide that way of escape. Brother, right before your brain explodes, you're trying to figure it out, trying to figure out a way, trying to figure out a solution. Just before you're getting ready to throw in the towel, just before you're ready to give up, God steps in. He says, hey, you've had enough. I'll take over. I'll give you that help. I'll extend a hand of grace and mercy. And he reaches down to where we're at. He lifts us up. Amen. You say, well, preacher, why does God allow us to go through this stuff? Why does God allow us to go through testings, through temptations? Because it makes us stronger. Amen. When we get to the end of ourselves, amen. Are you hearing me? When we get to the end of ourselves, then praise God, you know what we can do? Then we can see grace. Amen. Then we can begin to see grace in action. We can begin to see God taking over, and He said, I'll handle it from here. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad, praise God, Brother Billy, when grace steps in? Glory to God when God says, hey, the devil, they've had enough. I'm going to take it from here. Praise God, He reaches down with that great big arm of love and scoops you up out of that mess. Put your feet, praise God, firmly upon that foundation of love and says, hey, it's going to be okay. Praise God. I've got this thing. Amen. I was thinking about this when I was thinking about, over there in the disciples when they got on the boat and the Lord was there. And the Bible says in Matthew chapter 8, verse 25, said He was asleep in the back of the boat. Said the winds were boisterous and the waters and the waves was up and they was crashing into the boat. And I can see them old boys there and they get them a pail and they get them a bail and they begin to bail and they begin to pail and the water's just coming in faster and they can pail and bail. And you know what they do? They go back to the back of the boat and they wake up the master. Amen. They wake up the master and they say, hey, Lord, save us. We perish. Amen. Hey, listen, when you get to the point, praise God, where you can't go no further by yourself and you begin to cry out to the Lord, when you wake up the master, praise God, not that He's ever asleep, but praise God, it's our slumbering that needs to be awakened, and we come out of our slumber and we get before the master and we say, Lord, save us. We're perishing. Amen. Do you know what the Bible says that Jesus did? The Bible said that Jesus rose up and He rebuked the winds. He said, peace, be still. And that they was, in 2 or 3 days, they was a calm. No. He said, peace, be still. And He said, they was a calm. Come upon those waves. It was both those waves that was crashing into the boat. All of a sudden, those waves just subsided. It was a still. I can see. I've been out there on the Sea of Gennesaret. I've been out there on the Sea of Galilee. Praise God. And they say that those storms come up real quickly. They come up real quickly and they'll sink a boat. Said, because the waves is just, they just come over that place because the winds and the way that bowl's made. They said they come up real quick and they come up real hard. And I can just see that as those waves are boisterous are coming up over that boat. Just about to take them in, amen. That's about to sink them, about to put them at the bottom. They cried out to the master. Amen. They cried out to the master. They said, Lord, save us. We perish. We're perishing. We're going down. And the Lord stood up. He said, fellas, I got this. It ain't that bad. But the water in the boat. He said, it's all right. He said, I got this. It ain't that bad. And He rebuked the wind, rebuked the waves, and He said, be still. And all of a sudden, have you ever been in turmoil like that? Have you ever been in turmoil? It just seems like the waves is crashing in on you and you're going down. Don't seem like there's any hope. But you cry out and you say, Lord, Lord. And all of a sudden, it's just like a peace comes over you. That deep, settled peace down in the depths of your soul. And He says, it's going to be all right. Amen. And there's a calmness comes on the sea. Those waves, it was boisterous. All of a sudden, they're gone. And you're sitting out there on the middle of that lake, in the middle of that situation, in absolute calm. Amen. The situation may not be resolved. Everything may not be just exactly as it ought to be. But there's a deep, settled peace and a calmness that comes on the situation. And you know that the Master has spoken. Amen. Remember I told you this morning that God hears and answers prayers. God answers. Hey, if you're a child of God and you pray from the earnest of your heart, God answers every prayer. He may not answer it in the time that we'd like. He may not answer it in the way that we'd like. Amen. And He may even say no sometimes. But God hears and answers prayers. Amen. So we don't need to, be beaten and a frailing out there in the middle of the ocean by ourselves. We've got an advocate with the Father, which is Christ Jesus, the righteous. And when we begin to realize that, God is on our side, and when we holler, Lord, we perish, Jesus steps up and He says, I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm going to take care of you. Amen. And He steps up and He intervenes on our behalf because that's who He is. That's
what He does. That's what He wants to do. Amen. We just got to want Him to do it in our lives. And we've got to have faith to believe that He can. Amen. I wonder what happened to those fellas in the boat if He had stood up, went to rebuke them, and they said, "Hey, wait a minute, ain't no use saying nothing. Ain't nothing you can do to stop us." But I guarantee you, when the Lord stood up, when they called on the Lord, and He stood up, wiped the sleep from His eyes, looked around at the situation, and He rebuked those waves, and He said, "Be still." Amen. I guarantee you, them fellas never said a word. Amen. They just took it in. Just is standing in awe, the magnificence of the Lord, precious Lamb of God. Amen. So we see this and this calmness in Abraham. Can you imagine? As he's got that knife, he's bound up his son, his only son Isaac. Amen. And he's bound him up and he's laid him on the wood. He's made an altar. He's put the wood on and he's bound up Isaac and he's laid him on that wood. And the whole time he's praying. He's saying, "Lord, I'm putting my trust in You. Lord, I'm putting my trust in You. Lord, I'm putting my trust in You." And he reaches and gets that knife. And he raises that knife up to do what he came there to do. Amen. Can you imagine? And all of a sudden, there's a voice that says, "Abraham. Abraham." He said, "Here I am." He said, "Here I am." He said, "I'm right where You told me." He said, "Lord, I'm right where You told me to be. Here I am." And he said, "Hey," he said, "I know that You hear me." He said, don't hurt your son." He said, you don't have to do that. And the Bible said, and I can just see as Abraham looked around behind him, and he sees that ram caught by his horns in the bush. That ram was holding up by those vines and those weeds and those things in the bush. The same way our Lord Jesus Christ went to that tree of Calvary, and He was held there by those nails and those strings, those twines that would bind Him up. He hung there like that for us. And Abraham looks around, lifts up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. He said, Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Don't you know, praise God, there was a bubble up and a rejoicing down in his soul. Don't you know there was some praising going on to God? Amen. He took that ram, he got it over there, he made it ready, and he offered his offering, a sacrifice to the Lord. Amen. Don't you know there was, because of his faithfulness, led to some thankfulness? Don't you know that Abraham was glad that he was faithful to God? If he hadn't have been, the result could have been different. But the end result was that the Lord provided. Abraham said, he said, "Praise the Lord." He built a place there and he named the place Jehovah Jireh. God, the Lord, will provide. Ain't you glad tonight that the Lord will provide? He provides to help us. In Romans chapter 8 and 32, having given His Son, He says, "How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?" See, that's the confidence we have in Him. Hey, if He's freely given His own Son, how should He not deal and help us and give us everything else that we need? He'd give us the best He had. Why would He hold? Why would He withhold the things that's not as good? But praise God, he says that He will freely, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Amen. We ought to have confidence in that, to believe that the Lord will not withhold anything from us. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, remember Sarah? She thought she couldn't have a children. She thought she wasn't able to conceive. But the Bible said that she judged Him faithful who had promised. Amen. What we can expect from God. God has made us a promise that He'll love us, He'll take us, and praise God, we can trust in that. Amen. We can have confidence to believe that what He freely gives, praise God, He gives it because He loves us. And what He promises us, we can expect Him to keep. Ain't you glad of that tonight? That God is the ultimate promise keeper. But not only do we have confidence and have expectations in the Lord, but Hebrews chapter 13:5, He says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. He's speaking about something. Now get this. He's speaking about something that's continual. He said, I'll never leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. Never, ever. Amen. He said, I'm not going to forsake you in life. He said, I'm not going to forsake you in death. He said, I'm not going to forsake you in eternity and eternal things. What is he saying? He said, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide all the way to end. And we see this in this type of God the Father and God the Son. Abraham offering up his son. Amen. Praise be to God. The Lord will provide. Now look at verse 19. He said, so Abraham, he said, now God's made him a promise. He's made a promise that he's going to make him the father and the seed of many nations, of a great nation. And he's going to have a lot of seed, as the stars of heaven and the sand of the seas. Amen. But he gets to verse 19. He said, so Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. Amen. Father Abraham, after he had done exactly what God had him to do, he said, we went back down to those young men. Amen. And he went to Beersheba. Praise the Lord. But you know, you got to ask questions. Where's Isaac? What happened to Isaac? Isaac is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's not in the presence of the Father. But he's okay. Amen. You got that? He's not in the presence of the Father for a little while, but he's okay. Amen. But then he's back in the presence of the Father. And we see this in this type. We see this play out. And I'll just give you this, and I'm on a hush. We see this. Where do we see Isaac again? Where do we see Isaac in person again? We see him in Genesis chapter 24. And verse 62, when God the Father, when Abraham, a type of God the Father, sent the servant, a type of Holy Ghost, out to get a bride for his son Isaac, amen. And the servant goes out and he gets a bride for the son, and he comes back and he brings Rebekah for Isaac. In Genesis chapter 24, in verse 62, he said, and Isaac came from the way of the well Laheroi, for he dwelt in the south country. Now that Lahori, that well Lahori, that literally means, now get this, that literally means the water of life. Amen. So Isaac, a type of God the Son, is hanging out around the water of life, waiting on his bride. Amen. He's hanging out around the water of life, ministering out to whosoever will, waiting on the bride. Amen. And the Bible says that Rebekah lifted up her eyes and said, Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening time, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. Amen. You could preach on that all day. It said, Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, it is my master. Therefore, she took a veil and covered herself. Amen. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother's Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Amen. We see the type of Lord Jesus Christ in Isaac as he receives his bride. See, that's going to take place in the near future. That God the Son is going to receive his bride. He's up there waiting by the waters of life now. Amen. And he's going to receive his bride unto himself. And then in Genesis chapter 25 in verse 1, he said, then again Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah. Amen. Abraham, a type of God the Father, takes a wife. So he'd divorced Israel, put her away. But now he takes him a wife, Keturah. And she brings up these seeds. Amen. Which is a type of what God's going to do after, during the millennial reign and the millennial kingdom. When God restores Israel to that place that He's designed for her to be. Amen. A worshiper of God. A people that's pleased to worship God in the last days. Amen. Praise the Lord.